Will Donald Trump finish out 2025? I don't think so. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. 15th of October, 2025. I'm sure that you want me to explain myself. Well, Donald Trump is in the Bible. I have, in previous programs, I have discussed extensively Donald Trump as the seventh king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. There are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, another is not yet come. When he comes, he must continue or will continue a short space. He will not get a second full term. Who are these seven kings that I'm referring to? They are the final seven presidents of the United States of America. You'll have to go back to previous programs, going back to 2019, to understand where I'm coming from. This riddle, 2,000-year-old riddle, the seven final presidents of a great empire called Babylon the Great, or the United States of America, the final seven presidents of this country. The first president of the seven was Jimmy Carter, followed by Ronald Reagan, followed by George Bush Sr. Then we had Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, followed by George Bush Jr. Number six is Barack Obama, Hussein Obama. The seventh king, Donald J. Trump. Again, you'll go back to the archives on my website, thispresenttruth.com. You can go back to programs while I was on radio up until March of this year. Then I began doing programs on my website till about the third week in July. And I had to take a brief, roughly 3-month pause. I'm returning to continue where I left off. This is my interpretation of the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. My interpretation is that these seven kings are the final presidents of the United States of America. With Joe Biden was illegitimate. He was not elected constitutionally. He was placed in his position to further the Obama administration, even though Donald Trump was the sitting president. Barack Obama was still in rule of his Praetorian Guard. That'd be the best way I could explain it. In the United States of America, so you had two governments, one overt, one covert. Just like in the Vatican, you have the sitting pope, then you have those that are in the Catholic Church, the black pope, through the Jesuits running the Vatican. Joe Biden was never president of the United States of America. The people, the leaders of the nations of the world, the prime ministers and presidents of the nations, they are aware of the fact that Joe Biden was not president until Donald Trump, up to after Donald Trump winning the second term, he was kept out of position. But winning the last election, he was once again placed in position. But during that four-year period of Joe Biden, it was behind the scenes Barack Obama. I have talked about this in previous programs going back to 2023, 22, 21. The leaders of the world, the other countries of the world, Canada included, the Five Eyes nations, England, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, the European nations, the NATO nations, the leaders of the nations in Africa, Xi Jinping, they all knew there was an illegitimate individual sitting in the presidential seat of the United States of America. It was not Joe Biden. It was the regime of Barack Obama. It is now being proven. The evidence is coming out, especially here in the last 2 weeks. The illusion of a Joe Biden presidency has now ended. There was no Joe Biden presidency. It was, once again, a third term of Barack Obama. So, Donald Trump, the seventh king, Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. Of the six final presidents, excluding Joe Biden, this was a shadow government operative. And with Joe Biden, during that 4 years, not being competent enough to rule or to be president to make decisions is proven because there was an auto pen hidden by the Democrats, by his Praetorian Guard. And the American people that refuse to believe that there is a deep state government, shadow government, a second ruling power in this country, I don't know what to say. Donald Trump is, during the first 4 years of his term, his first term, is in the White House, but there is another government working behind the scene. It was a high-tech Amazon, Facebook, basically the usual suspects funding. Now we know the truth, the different groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of the rebellious organizations. The Bible says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And what we're watching in this country, in Portland, in Chicago, New York, LA, is rebellion. But the Bible makes it clear it is witchcraft. There is something spiritual occurring behind what we see in the news as we watch the mainstream media, alternative media, behind what you see in the physical, there is a spiritual component. The verse 10 again, there are five kings that are fallen. There is one that is. The one that is Barack Obama. And the one that has not yet come is Donald Trump. But he did come. He did have a first term. He did win the election for the second term, but was not allowed to take again office. But he ran and won the last election. But he will not finish 4 years. I don't think he will finish barely 1 year. By the end of this year, the machine, the occult machine of the previous six presidents, starting with Carter, Reagan, Bush Jr., Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, with each of these presidents, there was the occult factor. There was something with each of these presidents that was hidden, that was dark, that was in another kingdom, which Christ refers to as the kingdom of darkness. But of the seven, there will be one president that will be honorable, whether the listener may have the same sentiments as I have. I see him from a different perspective, placed by God for a short space, a short period. He should have had 8 full years, but he was again excluded from 4 of the 8, but now he's in the 9th. But number 6 has been in authority and power behind the scenes since 2008. In his first term, his second term, he was interfering with Trump's term, first term. So he had a third term, though he wasn't out in the open. He began to move back into the position as the one who would call the shots during the Joe Biden administration. It wasn't Joe. It wasn't Nancy. It wasn't Schumer. It wasn't Maxine Waters. It was Barry Satoro. The proof is coming out with the investigations into the Russian collusion, etc. Now, not only was it Hillary, but it was and Brennan and Comey, but Barry Satoro had given the orders. He was involved. Like he stated many times, he would like to give somebody an earpiece and he'd go sit in the basement somewhere and tell them what to do. It came to pass. That was Joe Biden. So Barry had 4 years to 2016 or 2012, then to 2016, was influential still behind the scenes during Trump's first administration. During the Joe Biden period, and Barry is still very active, directing a Praetorian Guard that is no longer in the background, no longer hidden. It is now open. It is visible. Will Donald Trump finish out this year? Well, I'm trying to explain myself. In my view, it's going to be very, very a close call. He may survive 2025. He will not be removed via assassination, as we're finding out now presently, according to talk show host Alex Jones. Donald Trump's physicians are doing the job with different medications that can damage the heart and the brain. And I promise you, if it appears as if Donald Trump is unable to be coherent enough to run this country, I guarantee you the Praetorian Guard, all the actors, will demand that the 25th Amendment be used and force him out because of mental incompetency. Are the seven presidents that I've mentioned, are they the last presidents of this country? Then, according to Revelation chapter 17, verse 11, This is the frightening verse. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth. So in other words, one of these kings was in power, one of these seven was president. And he was out of power. He was in power and dismissed from power. But he's going to resume power again. And he will be the eighth king. And this eighth king, according to Revelation 17, verse 11, goes to perdition. So one of the seven is going to return to power again, to the presidency of this country. I've discussed this on my programs going back 3 years ago, 2022. But I'm going to resume now after this small break in broadcasting to continue to explain myself and to once again rehearse what I have presented to the audience years ago. Barry Satoru, in my view, will once again resume as a power figure in the United States of America. He will once again take authority or become president and rule this country. As disturbing as this is, at least you're going to pay attention. You know, every night or in the morning or throughout the day, depending on where we are, we want to know the weather. So we tune in to our favorite station or app to see the forecast for the day. The Bible, with the prophecies in the Bible, is just like people that want the forecast for the weather. The Bible is forecasting many things, the Old Testament and New Testament. The prophets, Israel's prophets in the Old Testament, and the priests and the men in the Bible that wrote the Old Testament, Christ, and the disciples prophesying events to come in the New Testament period, they were forecasting, prophesying, telling the future generations what would come. It is called accurate forecasting. Accurate forecasting. The problem is not with the forecasting that's in the scripture. The problem is interpretation. Well, I'm giving you my interpretation of what is coming, what is going to happen. You're going to have to bear with me. I haven't been doing programs, my voice is going to be a little raspy, but we'll get by. I'm not in any pain, just little. It's a little distracting, but I'll take a little break, give my voice a time out if I need to, and then I'll continue. In my view, what we in this country are witnessing presently is a return of Barack Obama to the spotlight. And there's no one who is really going to be able to give the Democratic Party direction. So there's a void in the Democratic Party. Donald Trump, he is a destroying wind. Jeremiah 51, God said he'd send a destroying wind on Babylon the Great, America, in the end days. One of the part of the interpretations of the destroying wind is Donald Trump. Not the only, he alone solely is not the destroying wind. Many facets to it. But he has changed the direction of the New World Order. They will never succeed in their initial plan that's over 140 years old. They will never succeed. Donald Trump has taken the, rather has interfered with the program that was in place. They have to alter. The program was world hegemony, not just world rule, world hegemony. That plan that was initiated in the late 1800s by Cecil Rhodes has to be altered. The best they can hope for is to rule over the United States and some of the close allies. They're going to have to be satisfied with what they get. This is the reason for the deep hatred of Donald Trump. The occult world, these individuals that are, they're not protesting, they're rebellious, they're into witchcraft, they're into evil. Everybody, people of this country don't see a spiritual side to what happens with these protests. They will be successful in running Donald Trump out of the presidency. I hate to tell you that. They will be successful. The MAGA group, the crowd, these conservatives that are even at the present time venting their frustrations over what Donald Trump has done, what he hasn't done, what he should do. At this point, there'll come a time when not only the conservatives and the Trump supporters, but many within the Democrat Party in this country that are not necessarily Trump supporters, they are not, you might say, too excited and really on board with the direction and the destruction of these Obama worshipers. These were the people that were trained in the public schools, many of them, an 8-year period, 2008 to 2016. They were in the Obama education system, and they were trained well. They were rebellious. You can't tame them. They hate government. They hate authority, especially when they don't have the power and the authority. Many of these people are going to be put in jail and prosecuted to some degree. Politicians that we see that are being exposed for their corruption. Some of them, Comey and down the line, may be prosecuted. And I'm going to say something odd. These protesters, the Obamaites, when he comes to power, he's not going to necessarily give them a free pass out of jail or the penalties they're going to incur for their violence for their murders to take place, for their thefts. I ask you not to dismiss my interpretation of Revelation 17, verse 10 and 11. The final seven presidents of the United States of America, excluding Joe Biden. Don't dismiss it. Remember, not forcing you to believe it, but Barry Satoro is going to continue to once again come out of the shadows, become relevant in the political world. On television, these rebels, these people, the Democrats that are hard, that are communists, fascists, socialists, this is their man. This is who they would love to see return to power. He is their champion. He's the one that they don't know who is going to. Kamala Harris, this was a joke, but they needed to buy time. And Barry needed a little time to let things develop, to plan the demise of Donald Trump presidency. How it's going to happen? They won't kill him. Like I stated years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, it would be best for Donald Trump to get his children, grandchildren, everyone that he loves, just step down in honor. He's done nothing wrong, regardless of what people may think, and just take his family and move back to Europe, live out his days. Take Melania, Barron, the whole family. Will it happen? I don't know. And we can see it from a perspective that the Obama Praetorian Guard, those in power, and the rebels, those in witchcraft, are going to run Trump out. Well, you can view it that way from a natural perspective. But if you view it from my perspective, Christ gave John a revelation that the seventh king, the noble king, the king with honor, the king who would stand up against a global plan, against a family, the Rockefeller family in the United States, the Rothschild family in Europe, Xi Jinping, socialists, communists, fascists, the stand up against the Nazis that are pretty much in rule of this country. He will eventually be dismissed by God. From my view, it says he continues a short space. God, in his sovereignty, brought Jimmy Carter in. After one term, dismissed him. There was a plan, a global plan, a nefarious plan. And Reagan helped carry that plan, that globalist plan. Also, he was instrumental with what happened in South America, in the Middle East. Reagan was part of it. George Bush Sr. furthered the plan. God allowed these men to do what they've done, to bring about American world hegemony, and eventually the nations are going to be destroyed because they will not go along with the individual that replaces Donald Trump. God is going to dismiss Donald Trump from duty. He's not going to be dismissed through death. Maybe they can use drugs to destroy his mind temporarily. They will be successful. We cannot change Bible prophecy. Maybe the Christian listeners feel that I'm off because America's not in the Bible. Well, it's because there's an elephant in the swimming pool. You can't see the swimming pool at all. The United States, the greatest nation in the history of mankind, and great, became greater during the Industrial Revolution, and now with the high tech, we can't be touched. My programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. I do the Present Truth programs. I also have a ministry. I do Bible study of the prophecies in the Old and New Testament of the Olive Tree and Lampstand ministry. Also on the podcast, on the website. When you go to the website, you can go to the Present Truth programs or to the Olive Tree programs. Present Truth programs, I give an insight into what happens, what is happening in the world through a Bible, through the lens of the Scriptures. In the Olive Tree program, I minister to God's children to present to them the truth of the time that we live in. We are 8 years from Christ's return. 8 years. The 10-year period, 3 years ago, I started telling the audience, we are near the final decade. We're near the final decade. I didn't know exactly when that decade would begin. I knew it would begin in the fall, the final 10 years. It began on what we call the day of the Gaza War, when it began, when the conflict was triggered. That Gaza conflict is a regional conflict, not just the West Bank, not just the Gaza Strip. It is a regional war that is not completed, has not been concluded yet. That began the final decade. We have now, in the Passover, or the, not Passover, the Feast of Trumpets and the Jewish feasts that are occurring right now, this is the 8-year period. Christ will return in 8 years in the time of the fall feasts, 2033. My interpretation, we'll see if the ice is going to hold me out in the middle of this lake. Again, podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. The October 7th war is in the Bible. You can go back to my previous programs. I did about 8 programs once I started the website, after I was off the air. And an unfortunate set of circumstances occurred, which forced me to halt and pause the programs up to this point, 15th of October. But during the last 3 months, it's given me time to really consider what is important to the listeners. Number one, to know the future. You want to know. Here I'm presenting to you that, does Barry Satoro know he's going to return? Yes, I believe that. I believe he knows. And he can't wait. And he's pushing. He's trained a whole generation of individuals that love witchcraft. They love devil worship. They are evil. Those are his children. They will be punished. We can't stop them. This government will not be able, the Trump administration is not going to stop these people. The courts of the land, the judges are corrupt. In many of the programs in the last 5 years, there's a verse in the book of Job. It says that there will come a time when the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And I don't mean those that are protesting in Portland and Chicago. I mean the wicked that are in positions of power in the United States of America. These children that serve the devil. The whole world, not just America, the whole world will be turned over and placed into the care, the hands of the wicked, of those that serve Diablo. And it says also that the judges will not use their positions to judge righteously. Look what just happened with Alex Jones and Mike Lindell. And look what's happened with Trump. He writes an executive order and the judges protest. The judges will not judge rightly. They will do as they please. I know the listeners, you want to know the truth. I'm out in the lake. I believe the ice is thick enough to keep me up. This conflict in the Middle East, in spite of Donald Trump trying to get these factions with Israel together to cease this conflict. No, it's not over. It might be the beginning of the fourth quarter. Israel is commanded by the prophets of Israel in the book of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Amos, many other prophets. Israel is going to occupy and must have land returned to her that has not been in her care for over 2,000, longer than that, years. Israel is going to have and own the real estate in the Gaza area. In Lebanon, in the present-day Jordan, there's another war coming. Jordan, the nation of Jordan on the east side of the Jordan River, and parts of Syria are going to be Jewish real estate very shortly. There's nothing we can do about it. The Christian people that are proclaiming that the Gaza war is a genocide from Israel directed against the Arab people. There are no Palestinians. I don't use that term. There are no Palestinians. They are Arabs. They come from Egypt. They come from Jordan. They come from the area. They're Arabs that have been basically forced into that area by the other Arab countries. These other Arab countries, they do not want these people. These people are just like the protesters in Portland, in Oregon, in L.A., in New York, Chicago. They're wild donkeys. They cannot be controlled. They love violence. They love hatred. They They are the ones who have declared there will be a genocide against the Jewish people in Israel, whether they're Jewish or not. The people in Israel are the target. And there is an ethnic cleansing. The book of Psalms, Psalm 83, Asaph, who wrote that psalm, says that, God, you need to protect your people from genocide and from ethnic cleansing. They want to kill your people. They want to eliminate them from off the face of the earth. And it says they want to remove all remembrance of Israel, the nation of Moses, of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They want all the remembrance of the Jewish people and the Jewish lineage, the remembrance of the Passover, when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, when they left Egypt, and all their wars after they left the wilderness, and the time when they lived in their land to build their temple. They want all of that to be erased from the history books. That's what the Islam does. That's what these enemies do. So the Christian people and the people that believe that that's a genocide are seeing it from a natural perspective. They're not seeing it from the perspective of what the Bible says. These are families related to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that have always been in conflict with the children of Jacob. Then you have the other nations surrounding that have always tried to eliminate the Jewish people. So it's a family and the surrounding adversaries. Israel is going to expand her boundaries. Another point I should make, you can go back to the archives. These protesters that are in the colleges that are protesting what's happening in the Gaza Strip, they're paid. They're paid and they're deceived. Like I've stated in the past, Israel will always be supported by the United States. Whether we like it or not, it's in the Bible. America must fund Israel. There has to be a supply of munitions for Israel from this government. Yeah, we can supply the Ukrainians, other nations, but America will politically support, militarily, financially assist Israel. Why? Because this new world order, that is going to be the center of the coming change, religious change, because guess who's got to go to Israel and declare himself to be God? The coming Antichrist. Israel is important to the coming satanic rulers of America and Europe. The ruling royals of Europe have been in the occult for going back way before Europe was settled, back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years. The power behind the new rule that is coming to the world is religious. This is why there's going to be conflict with Islam and the New World Order, Christianity, and China. The big wars coming will be China, the Western armies led by the United States, and Islam. This is the coming battle. All of Antichrist's forces will be in Jerusalem, Megiddo, the Valley of Jehoshaphat, the armies of the East, the kings of the East, I believe he'll still be alive, Xi Jinping, all the Asian sisters, the Islamic nations in the Middle East, all will be at Armageddon. That's too far out into the future. That's 8 years out. That's about 8 years out. A year from now, I'm condensing the major events to come because I want you to return to listen to the programs, not just so you know something, but if you know the future, you'll make wise decisions. About a year from now, Russia and armies from Eastern Europe, Iran, Turkey, out of North Africa, will attempt to occupy the present-day nation of Jordan and interfere with America's plans in Israel. America's eye is on Israel. Everybody's got their eye on Israel. The most important individual that is watching over Israel is God himself. About a year from now, Russia is going to be no more. Russia will be in the landfill of history for 1,000 years. 8 years from now, a year from now, Russia will be in the landfill. 8 years from now, Armageddon will occur. Before Armageddon occurs, 7 years before Armageddon, Russia, Iran, the armies that are coming to attack Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, these armies will be destroyed a year from now. 7 years following Armageddon, China will not be involved in the Russian war next year. We will, America will be. Very shortly, as I exercise my voice and I can get a little stronger, I'm going to resume the Olive Tree programs and I'm going to discuss the Great Russian War, Ezekiel 38 and 39. But for the Christian people and non-Christian people, if you know the future, you'll have wisdom. You'll decide, do I really want to build that $3 million home? Do I really want to spend my time believing things are going to change and we're going to return to normal? There's no return to normal, ever. Till Christ comes, there's not going to be a normal. There's going to be conflict. For the Christian people, we are in a period of time that is called the time of sorrows and birth pains. The world is pregnant with trouble, and the trouble is going to be birthed a year from now, called the tribulation. Not 7 years till Christ return, 8 years. Next year, in the fall, the tribulation, the 7 year tribulation begins. If you know the future, you begin to reconsider your plans your objectives, what is not important. Christ said we would have there'd be a time where there'd be sickness and plagues. We're in that time. Wisdom says that with your hard-earned money, the best investments would be in your health, getting out of debt, being content with a five-year-old vehicle. Spend time looking at the websites and the people that can help you with your diet, medications to stay away from. Ozempic, I don't think Ozempic would be a wise decision. Like Dr. Brian Ardis states that it's toxins from the Gila monster. It's poison. Put something upstairs. I was working in Las Vegas 10 years ago, and I had a crew of 15, 20 young men that I had to have them move some items that we manufactured, delicate. And they just want to grab things and start moving. And I said, listen, two people. Well, I'm strong. I can take, nope. I know you can carry it by yourself. But you drop it, there's about $500 worth of damage to redo the finish on this piece of furniture. Two people. You're getting paid good money. Take your time. And I told him, I said, another thing, put something upstairs in your head. It'll be with you for the rest of your life. Secondly, don't go out and get drunk, and 2 weeks from now you find out that your girlfriend is pregnant. And one of the kids in the back shouted, you should have told me that 2 weeks ago. And everybody laughed. It was too late. And I said, a third thing, get your proper body weight. Make sure you don't go 10% over that body weight. You don't want to carry the extra weight around. Another kid yells out, that ain't going to happen. I love to eat. Well, wisdom is one thing that Christ, through the prophets in the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, wisdom, get wisdom. You're going to need wisdom. Tough, we're in tough times now. Tougher times are coming. Like John Wayne, one of my favorite sayings, John Wayne said, life is tough, but tougher if you're stupid. And that is true. We have 1 year for the Christian people till the tribulation begins. 1 year. Before the tribulation begins, Russia and these armies that are going to come into the Middle East are going to be destroyed. 1 year. 8 years from now, Christ will return. I did a program probably 2020 on the Sunday program. I've done two or three of them. The Christian people do not want really Christ to return. They say, nobody, there are a few people I've met that really wanted the Lord to come. They really wanted to be with the Lord. And they were young. And guess what? They went to be with the Lord. One brother, he's 53. He said, brother, he said, I just want to be with the Lord. I can't stand this world. The Lord took him home. Another brother the same. Presently, I don't really want the Lord to return. I have duties I have to take care of. Till I'm done with my responsibilities, I'm not going anywhere. But I've only got 8 years Actually, maybe even less than that. Christ said that nighttime is going to come. And when that nighttime comes, no man can work. He told the disciples, nighttime is about four years away. It's called the middle of the tribulation. It would be 4.5 years from now. Great tribulation will begin. The time when Antichrist begins to rule his kingdom in a way that is totally demonic. He will be forced people to worship him. You'll be forced to worship, or else you're going to die. You can't buy and you can't sell. That'll be about the spring of 2029. Right at Easter or Passover. As I move forward with these programs, my voice will get stronger. You have to exercise your throat. I haven't really done much in three months, but my voice will get stronger. My throat will be back to where it needs to be. I'll continue to give you insights so that you can protect yourselves. You have wisdom to make decisions that will help you and those around you. I can lie to you and tell you that things are going to be just great, that we're going to move out of the recession that we're in, that things are going to turn around. Donald Trump will bring order to this country through the military, through the courts. It won't happen. I could tell you that people are going to start, once again, the plagues are over, and the world is going to be healthy, and we have a way to eliminate famine. Nope. Famine. We're on the edge of the great famine of the last years of the time before Christ. Look at the weather. I'm going to discuss the weather in a future program. And it's in the Bible. The weather warfare that we're watching, that's occurring presently, it's in the Bible. We're in a time where Christ said in Luke 20, chapter 21, verse 25, there come a time when he said, verse 25, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, stars, upon the earth, distress of the nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, perplexity, no solutions, conundrums. There'll be no answers. What's the answer to the riots, to the protesters? What's the answer to Ukraine, to the Middle East? What's the answer to hunger in this country, but more so in the rest of the world? There will be perplexities. There will be puzzlements. There will be no answers. There will just be, what do you do? What do you do when you're on the edge of a cliff and you can't back up? The podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. Previous programs, and now I'm going to be presenting some new programs for the listeners. God bless you. I will continue. And again, thispresenttruth.com. Bye.